This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the engineers at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. It's Small Business Saturday, so you're out there helping all the small businesses stay afloat after what our government did to them, shutting them all down. And so get out there and help them out, because we need to fix this fast, as we know. And but as usual and customary, you're out there trying to figure out what's going on with technology. We're here to help you out. So get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. And let's start with some technology news, huh, Dennis?
Well, yeah, we have a story about scammers trying to take advantage of the fact that everybody's into streaming now.
Yes.
Because they all got sent home a year and a half ago or more. Mm-hmm. And they started, you know,
binging
on whatever they could watch.
Yeah, I'm guilty too.
Yeah, so am I. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're taking advantage of that, and they are especially taking advantage of some popular series on Netflix, like Squid Game.
Yes.
And they're sending out these spammy emails, mm-hmm. Trying to essentially get a hold of people's bank information,
right,
as well as their Netflix credentials, mm-hmm. so that they can do the same thing, get some financial information.
Right.
This is a campaign that was reported on by, I believe, ThreatPost. I got it from.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaspersky is the company that has been tracking this particular campaign.
Right.
They've noticed that there are essentially two different prongs. One is emails that are sent to people that they suspect have Netflix accounts,
mm-hmm.
where you're asked to update your billing information.
Sure.
And then people who they don't think have Netflix accounts, and you're offered a promotion to sign up.
Right. Or a second season preview
of
Squid Game.
Right. That seems to be a third little prong, but there's less of that activity. But that one is, the second season of Squid Game is available as a pre-release, and you can watch it here.
Right.
And,
Click, click. Now you're in trouble.
You got to pay attention to that stuff, and you can't fall for it. Be real
easier
careful.
Easier said, right?
Oh, it's true, but don't let your love for a TV show
blind
take over
you.
Your common sense. So that's
well, the problem
lesson.
Is common sense goes away when a little bit of Merlot gets involved.
that's true.
So in other news, talking about common sense, Amazon India execs charged after sellers are allegedly using the site to smuggle marijuana.
What?
Yes. Ganja, believe
what?
It? Ganja, believe it? According to the folks over at the Register, we'll put a link up there for you. The seller claimed to sell stevia leaves, or stevia, however you say it or play it, but shifted to and actually shifted a ton of the wacky tobacco.
That's a lot of stevia.
It's a lot. And on November 14th, police alleged two men caught possessing 20 kilograms of cannabis were using Amazon India to sell their products across state lines. So basically, the vendors who registered as Amazon sellers advertised the product as sugar substitute and started pumping it out. So this is the reason this is an important story is because you just can't trust what the heck's on Amazon.
Right.
And we've known this for a long time. I've talked about it for a long time. Also, the prices are nuts there. You're not getting a better deal all half the time. But the problem is, what are you buying on this place? I mean, when you look at like Walmart or Target or what have you, they have purchasers that then buy the products that they're going to put on their shelves. Yes. Rarely you're not going to find some sort of counterfeit garbage on the shelf of a big box store. Mm-hmm. At Amazon, you have no idea who you're buying from. They're not vetting these people. They're able to sell $148,000 of marijuana on Jeff Bezos's digital bazaar, as it's described. Huh. I mean, this is a big problem, and it's if they can't keep on top of this, you know, with some sort of better policing of, you know, oh, go ahead, sign up as a vendor, sell whatever the heck you want. It's crazy. I mean, who knows what you're buying, where you're getting it from? What's all? You talk about manufacturing standards. You know, are they putting substances on these things that are dangerous to us? Who knows what you're buying on Amazon these days? Is it a counterfeit, you know, roll-on deodorant, or is it the real thing?
Well, what's interesting to me is that whoever this is used Amazon India
right.
as their gateway rather than Amazon US, because
right.
maybe in the US, Amazon does have some kind of vetting process, and they're uh-huh. trying to get around that by using Amazon in some other country that maybe doesn't. I don't know. I'm just wondering
right.
why.
And this is basically selling marijuana within India's narcotic. Deal,
oh,
within
it's
India
inside
states.
India. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure all you right. could grow it in your backyard in India. Oh. I mean, they've got the climate for it.
True.
Well, heck, now we can grow about five of them in our own basement these days. So what is
yeah.
that? What
use a grow light.
Exactly. So, you know, it is what it is out there in Amazon world. But the point is, what are they selling to you? You really yeah. need to vet where you're buying your stuff from. And it's not just Amazon. Amazon yes. is just a platform.
And another big one for that is eBay.
Yes.
I mean, you really don't know where you're getting stuff from eBay.
No. So feel free to get online, guys. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Let's get to more of your stories there. What else do you want to bring up there?
Well, over a million WordPress websites were breached.
Yes.
It seems that there was an operation that's invaded WordPress sites on GoDaddy.
Yes, the managed quote-unquote managed GoDaddy WordPress service.
Right, where GoDaddy not only gives you the website, they also set up the WordPress software for you.
To do it correctly, theoretically. To do, managed. Right. Remember, because, managed in the quote.
Because, to be honest with you, setting up WordPress on your own
yeah.
is kind of a pain in the neck.
Yeah,
I've
sure.
actually done it,
mm-hmm.
and I know. So yeah. it's really convenient if you have a business or something or a nonprofit and you want to get online quick and have it be in a WordPress site. So you go to GoDaddy and you do it. And
you think.
And they've got right because they've got it all packaged and scripted for you and they do it correctly.
Quote unquote.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
But apparently not. It appears that this. Since the original story was released,
yeah.
it appears that hackers were in these sites longer than was originally reported.
Many months,
not just a few weeks.
Right.
And this is a big deal. I'm sure it affected a lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's doing e-commerce on a web WordPress site, which you right. can do,
right.
again, with GoDaddy's packaged plugins yeah. for it.
Yeah.
You know, all that financial information just got vacuumed up.
Right. again, they market it as a managed service because they are, quote unquote, the professionals. So they probably charged you more to have the service configured for you.
Yes, because WordPress is open source software.
Yeah.
You don't pay anything. If you set it up yourself,
right,
there is no cost.
Yeah. And you can make this mistake just as easily as GoDaddy did, it looks like.
Yeah.
but the point is, you know, you got to pay attention. Just because you're paying for a managed service from somebody, you need to trust but verify, right? I mean, we picked up an account recently who thought they had a backup of their systems. They have been paying a managed service, a premium, for years and years and years and years, hit with ransomware, and turns out, well, they didn't have a backup. Oops.
No.
Well, the company met quarterly with them to review their system with their VCIO and, you know, trust but verify. Do a test. Do a disaster recovery test of your system. Ask your managed service provider to show you that your system is actually being backed up and show you that if they bring in a server and you do a restoration, you'll be able to operate. That'd be something you'd want to do just to know. Trust but verify. In other news, Munich. Basically, there's a town, Germany's Schleswig-Holstein. They plan to switch 25,000 PCs to LibreOffice. Another German region tries to ditch basically Microsoft. And this is happening all over the place. In this instance, it's the North German state of
Schleswig-Holstein.
Nice job.
You're welcome.
God bless you. That is aiming to ditch proprietary code, including Microsoft Office, in favor of open source. So again, they're tired of paying the monthly rental to be able to produce the bureaucratic paperwork in Germany. And they're going to try to get rid of it by the end of 2026. Of course, being bureaucracy, it will take that long.
Yeah, it's going to take 5 years. Matter of fact, they're probably going to blow that deadline and stretch it out to 2028.
So they did not commit to a date to replace the entire Windows operating system, but of course, they're also looking at going to Linux as the operating system.
If your productivity software is LibreOffice, you may as well go to Linux.
And you want to know what they actually cited as the reason for making this change?
No, tell me.
Windows 11. Hardware requirements are so crazy over
You've got to have that TPM 2.0 and it's got to be enabled,
right?
Because the companies that make the computers don't always enable it by default,
right?
So you have to be an expert and turn that on for yourself before Windows 11 will work.
Yep. So enjoy Microsoft's very overweighted software here in Germany's like, you know what? Enough of this. And I can't blame them, right? We're all using Windows, and I think because of it, we're less secure. I mean, it's an easy big target if 90% of the systems are running Windows on PCs.
That's
now,
true.
Android and Chrome, bigger platform than that,
right?
Than Microsoft. So big targets out there. We're all part of them. What can I say? Feel free to get online, guys. We have three lines open for you. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Now you're out there shopping small, going over to Small Business Saturday. Please go shop locally. Get these guys back on their feet after the government shut them down. We'll be right back. Tis the season. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And we have three lines wide open. So feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And also coming up at 10:05, hopefully if all goes well, Wes Bryan will be here from IT Pro TV, and he'll talk to you about how to get trained up in IT, as we need more geeks desperately. We need you guys and gals, and to step up, please. We need you now, please step up.
Yeah,
and even if you just want to learn a little bit more about IT, about tech. IT Pro TV can get you trained up so that you're better at whatever you do with your computer.
Right.
Understanding the technology is half the battle, and they do a very good job.
Yeah, they do. And it's always a plus to know the technical aspects of what you do, so it can apply even if you're not going into the IT business.
Exactly. So he'll be on at 10:05 describing what they do. Let's go to your calls. Joe in Stafford Springs first. Good morning, Joe. What's up?
Yes. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a ham radio operator, and I download and run numerous Windows programs on my communication gear. I'm wondering, I'm under the impression that you cannot download and run Windows programs on Chromebooks. And I'm wondering, what are the advantages and disadvantages of Chromebooks, other than the fact that they're inexpensive?
Well, they can be expensive, too, so that, yeah, that may not be the only thing. I mean, so believe it or not, Chromebooks can run apps. So they can run the Windows apps that are available through 365. They will do that.
Right, but that's because Microsoft provided a Chromebook version of that app.
Right.
As for other Windows apps, I don't know of a way to make those run.
No.
And there might be one somewhere, but I don't know.
Yeah, and the issue also is even within the apps, some of them are not optimized for Chromebooks, so they're more designed for mobile, and they don't function as well on the Chrome operating system. I mean, I wish it would be not the case, but it is the case. So you're going to find there's still a lot of work to be done to make sure they run smoothly. So, and they're not less expensive. I mean, unfortunately, Chrome is a pretty process-intense operating system and requires a lot of CPU to run well.
Right.
It does. So.
Actually, our programs in Windows for ham radio communication, very few of those are in app form.
Right.
And you can also classify Apple and Linux as very practically non-existent for our type of programs. So Windows actually is the golden tool for ham radio and downloading of Windows programs that are useful.
Now, that, if you think about it, believe it or not, I mean, this is just me thinking about it. You know, ham radio, you guys are going to be the ones that are going to be operating when the Windows systems go down. Should you consider not even putting anything important on a Windows box? Because, again, you're going to be communicating without the Windows system as some massive bug comes through and wipes them all out. You know, it's going to be you in Stafford Spring saying, hello, is anybody out there? And you're not going to be using your Windows computer to do it.
That's a very good point. What would be the best alternative, Chromebooks or Apple, possibly?
I would tell you to get just work on the radio itself. Because, again, you're in this business, I assume, the hobby, because you enjoy speaking to people all over the world, right?
Correct.
And but the thing about ham radio is it's been used often during catastrophes and disasters.
Right.
So you know Microsoft is a disaster waiting to happen. So you should, if you're interested in, you know, being there when we need you, Joe, because we're going to need you, you know, have that ham radio with a crank or something, you know, train a hamster to run on a wheel as we go back to the Stone Age or something occurs massively. You're going to be the guy that we're going to go to, folks like you. I would tell you to figure out ways to not use a computer to do your hobby.
Yes, that's an excellent suggestion. We can operate our radios without a computer very easily.
Yeah. Okay.
Although many of the new ham radios are out there, the transceivers are all software defined radios.
Oh.
And they're getting they're getting away from analog. It used to be all analog, but now in the last 5 years, they're all trending gone practically to software defined radios.
But right. Doesn't that seem silly to you?
Excuse me.
Doesn't that seem a little risky to you?
Yes, it does. What you make a very good point there, and that's why I still have my analog radios for backup.
Yep. Well,
good deal.
So, I mean, I would tell you to figure out a way to get away from Windows so you can save our bacon, Joe, when the you-know-what hits the fan.
Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Thanks very much for calling. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're also broadcasting live over at WTIC's Facebook page. You can check out Dennis and I and put a question in there, comment, anything you want. We're going to be there for you. We'll be right back. Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we have three lines open for you. I know it's Small Business Saturday and you're out there doing your thing, which is great. Feel free to get online, though, if you'd like to talk about computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Usually the 9 o'clock hour is easier than the 10 o'clock hour. But we're here to help you out if you'd like. And everything we've talked about has been posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. And Mike G posts it live for you guys as we talk about it. So any of those articles we brought up, you're welcome to look at for yourself. Let's get on to your calls. We're going to go to Chris in Springfield first. What's happening, Chris? Chris, you there?
Yes, hello.
Yep, that's my fault. Didn't push the button.
Oh, okay, very good. yes, I'm going to be your Neanderthal caller for today, but I'm calling about a 3G track phone that I've had for years.
Yeah.
And it's one of those flip phones. It's serves me well. I only carry it in the car with me in case the car breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
I understand those are going to be phased out. This phone is not connected to the web, and I don't want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if I can get a 4G or a replacement for this that will do serve a similar function.
The answer is yes, but your little caveat of not being connected to the web may not be there.
Hmm.
But otherwise, yes, you can go ahead and get a new track phone, a current track phone that will connect to the 4G/5G network. Because you're right, the 3G is being phased out.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would tell you to go to wherever you picked up your track phone. I think Walmart sells them off the top of my head. I'm not sure for exactly.
I thought this is a gift years ago, but I love it. It served me well. It did what I wanted it to do.
Right. But I do think internet connectivity is going to probably be a thing that you probably can't avoid. I mean, you can turn off tracking, I suspect, in some way, shape, or form, but it's still going to have the normal cellular tower tracking that exists in all cell phones. Unless you haven't watched Dateline to figure that out.
Yeah, well, okay, that does not please me. But okay, well, I guess you've answered what I wanted to know.
All right, Chris.
And I thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep, bye now.
All right, bye-bye. Go ahead, Dennis.
I was going to say I was looking up on TrackPhone's website.
Oh.
They no longer have any flip phones there.
That's all smart type
They're
phones.
All smartphones.
Right.
Every single one.
Yep. That's the way everything's going. If you can get a track phone that works like a smartphone. Let's go on to our resident groupie, Danny. Morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm thinking about getting a new tablet. I see there's a new Galaxy tablet. Is that right?
There is, but don't you have a new tablet?
Well, you know what? The software on it is like mod number 6 or whatever. It's so old, it's like, you know, four versions of software back.
Danny, please.
Update.
Please. You got to update that guy.
Well, I haven't even, you know, plugged it in.
He's got a new one that was newer than his old one.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah. I've kept track of Danny's tablets in my head. He's got the tablet, the two I know of, right? And that's the same one I've had. So I have to replace mine too, but it still works so well. I just can't seem.
I bought that new one. It was on sale, real cheap.
Yeah.
And I just never set it up, and now it's obsolete. I mean, it's like 4 years old. So I don't know. I guess I'll use it for a mirror to shave or something.
There you go.
Hey, but no, I thought I saw something about a new S2 or something.
Yeah, there's a new. It's a Galaxy 7, I think.
Yeah, S7.
Yeah.
Okay.
So take a look at that. Hey, what do you think about the Teslas that are just smoking up like deep-fried turkeys?
Well, I mean, you know, stuff happens, as they say.
You know, that's not a good thing to say. I mean, we're seeing Teslas still run into emergency vehicles that are parked on the road that are sitting there. And we're seeing the thing. I just picture some guy coming to your home with his Tesla for Thanksgiving. And you didn't deep fry the turkey, but the Tesla battery just catches fire and burns your house down.
I know. It's awful. And, I mean, you know, as much as I like Elon Musk, I'm not a big fan of electric cars because they take more energy to charge them than they. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's the whole thing. It's dirty. I mean, what are you going to do with all the old batteries? It's a dirty process to make the battery. I'm not a fan of electric cars.
Well, believe it or not, the new Build Back Better wants to give people money subsidies for buying electric bikes.
Yeah,
electric
and
bikes,
do the electric
bicycles,
buses too, municipal buses. And I think Kamala Harris and her husband is her family. Somebody they own, you know, part of the company that makes the batteries. But these are the buses that other countries have taken, and they last about a year.
Oh, my gosh, not good.
But they're only $500,000 apiece.
Ooh.
So that's not bad. But, hey, another thing. A Canon printer.
Yep.
A Pixma 71050 or something. It's got the eco tanks in it and stuff. They make decent printers, don't they?
Who, Canon?
Yeah.
Yeah, they make decent everything.
Okay, because we just bought one, and we had to spend an extra $150 so we could still have a fax line. So,
Wow, why'd you do that?
Well, they have one model that was $350.
But, yeah, but you can do, you don't need fax lines anymore. You can do something called e-faxing.
I know, but I don't like that. So we still have DSL and we still have a fax line.
Really?
Dedicated fax line and stuff, so.
For a guy who's so up on technology.
Yeah, you're still doing it old school.
I purposely stay away from it. But we're finally going to be out of Hewlett-Packard printer hell.
Yeah, I think you need to. I need you to actually record that squawk the fax makes when the fax comes in. For old time's sake.
All right.
Put it on your ringtone.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, we did. We survived.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Danny?
Yeah, good. All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, I was looking. It was fun. Not funny. It's sad. I was, you know, looking at people deep frying their turkeys, right, and burning their porches down, their garages down. And then I saw this Pennsylvania Tesla went up. And this another one went up in July. It's not
that's
an uncommon
great.
Thing. And Elon's saying, well, we have new battery technology, and maybe these are the new ones or they're not the new ones. But these are still not really perfected. I mean, I don't technically have to worry about my car in my garage just spontaneously catching fire. I mean, I don't think that happens with most gasoline cars. You can have a car fire, and Elon will say, well, you know, we have less Tesla fires and gasoline car fires. I'm not even sure that math makes any sense these days with all the fires that we're hearing. So, I mean, they got to work on this and try to put out a battery fire. There's not enough water.
That's really tough.
You're going to need PFAB foam to put those things out.
Right.
So, I mean, just be aware of it. And if you don't believe me, you can look it up. It was something in the news recently. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC-522-WTIC. Then at 10:05, we have Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV joining us, and he'll talk to you about how you can get trained up in IT and join the throngs of geeks out there. We need tons of you. There's so many jobs out there in IT. You know, I know all your kids are going for physical therapy, but we really need IT people. And those of you parents who know who you are, I mean, I can't bump into a parent whose kid isn't going into physical therapy. But we need more people to be going into IT. I want to hear your kid is going into IT and is going to be, you know, joining up with the FBI and doing some forensic IT, or joining up with companies like us who are desperate to find you.
Right.
Because there's so many companies out there, accounting firms, financial firms, medical, dental, you name it, who have no idea how their computers are working.
Right. And they're more dependent on those computers than they ever were before.
Right.
So it's more and more and more necessary.
And the way to get trained up is more and more easy than it's ever been. Don't need to be afraid of it. Companies like IT Pro TV give it a nice, easy way to kind of understand technology. And you can start right from the basics. You can start as if you've never turned on a computer before. And we have some customers that we believe never have. Just kidding. But you can learn how to be a geek, or at least understand better how the technology works. And IT Pro TV does it. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Four lines wide open for you. And I know you're shopping small, which is great. But get out there and give us a ring. Dennis and I are sitting here, pasty white computer geeks, at your service. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock, and then at 10 o'clock, Wes Bryan will join us, and we'll talk about getting trained up in IT. And as I wait for your calls, or Dennis and I wait for your calls, I wanted to bring this up. You Apple people are going to hate this story. Omdia Consumer Mobile Security Scorecard. Pixel 6. Yes, Google's Pixel 6 garners top score for smartphone security.
Whoa.
Users see identity protection as most important issue. So I'll put the article out there for you guys to check out for yourselves. But of course, according across the board here, as far as anti-phishing, anti-malware, security updates, hardware security, network security, identity protection, physical access control, lock, locate, lost track device, secured backups, basically the Pixel 6 got a 5.4 and the Apple 12 got a measly 4.0. Sorry, guys. It looks like you guys are getting behind. According to this Omdia Consumer Mobile Security Scorecard, I'll put this out there for you guys to review at your leisure. However, of course, to be forthcoming and truthful, it was commissioned and research was sponsored by
Google.
Oh, of course it was. So take it with a grain of salt, right? Come on. Let's get back to your calls. We're going to join. Let's go to Franklin in Marlboro. What's going on, Franklin? Yeah,
hi. Okay. Oh. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Hey, Eric and Dennis, last week I think I heard you say that if you have some other security device, that Defenders is shut down. Now, yeah. when I get my my bill from LifeLock, they're saying that I'm secured by Norton.
All right.
Yep.
So that means my Defender is not working for me, if I understand correctly.
Generally speaking, it would be turned off, yes.
Yes, Defender will step out of the way if you have Norton running on the computer.
So is that good or bad?
It's good, because you don't want two antiviruses running at the same time on the computer. Because two antiviruses can create conflicts.
Yeah.
When you open up a file on the computer and two different antiviruses are trying to read it before you open it, they bump into each other and it makes the computer sluggish, or it can even cause errors.
Okay.
Yeah, you want only one antivirus at a time.
In this case, I have no choice because I want LifeLock and they use Norton, so there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, I guess they're billing you for it, Franklin, but did you install it? Doesn't mean you installed it.
No, I didn't install it. When I purchased LifeLock, they say, "Hey, you're protected by Norton." And so I said, "Well, okay, that's all right with me. Norton's pretty good."
Well, only if it's loaded.
Yeah.
In your lower right hand corner. Well, you can go to your security settings. What's the easiest way for him to get there, Dennis?
I believe go to the Windows 10 settings, assuming you have Windows 10. You just tap the Windows Start menu button at the bottom left of the screen, and then you click on the little cog wheel.
Uh-huh.
And then you should be able to see, let's see here. What does it look like? You should be able to type in there, in the box, type security, and then it will get you to Windows Security Settings.
Yeah.
And in there, you'll have a list of all the different types of protections that are running on the computer. And you can tap on each one of those to see what it has to say about that particular category.
Right.
Okay.
So it should have Norton loaded.
I'll try doing that. I don't know. I'm like a computer idiot, I guess you might call me.
No.
I'm like 88 years old, and I'm not that good at this stuff, believe me.
I understand. It's okay.
But does it really matter whether I have Norton or whether I have Defender? I mean, whatever it is, right?
Well, in the old days, we would have said yes.
Yeah, but, about 4 months ago, we would have told you
something
different than what we're going to tell you right now.
Yeah, so to answer your question, Defender is actually coming into its own. It took Microsoft about a decade to get it to work really well. But it is actually a good antivirus product these days lately. So
yeah.
You're right. It doesn't matter these days as much as it used to.
Yes.
But you should know what you have running. Now, I also noticed, Franklin, that your smoke detector the batteries need to be changed. Do you hear that? You hear the little chirping?
Yeah.
We hear it. And if you don't.
I don't have the computer on.
No, you're
not talking about a computer. We're talking about your smoke detectors.
I can hear it chirping in the background. And if you don't hear it, and maybe you can get someone in to help you change the batteries in the smoke detector, because I can hear it chirping, which means it needs its battery changed.
And where does the battery, where do you think it's coming from?
Your smoke detectors. We can hear it from.
That I got to do. I'm going to change a lot of them this weekend, yeah.
All right, do that.
I almost put them in at the same time, and then it sounds like I got a bunch of birds in the house.
Right, I wanted to make sure.
That's how it's going to work.
At the same time, boy, it is fun, I'll tell you, boy.
Yeah.
You have never experienced a fun time until, there it is again. Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's always fun to find which one it is.
So if I'm protected with either one, Norton or Defender, and of course I don't want to get rid of LifeLock, so... I'm pretty good, right?
You're pretty good.
In shape, right?
Well, so if you're looking for some sort of validation from us, you're not going to ever get it because you're never too good.
Okay, got it.
But have you configured OpenDNS on your network? Uh-oh, I'm going to hear crickets. So if you haven't done OpenDNS...
I don't have that because, you know, I'm afraid to put these things in because I might goof it all up and...
Fair enough. Do you have a 15-year-old kid?
I mean, everything is running so good. I don't open up any emails I don't recognize. I just delete them. I don't open up.
Yeah, that's smart.
I don't open up those things.
That'll work. If you don't go on the internet, you're safe too. But if you have a 15-year-old kid in your friends and family, you know, sphere there...
Nobody uses that computer except Franklin.
All right, Franklin. Well,
okay.
I would tell you to consider that at some point, but otherwise, we'll say you're pretty good.
Okay.
Go change those batteries.
Okay, yeah, I will, yeah. Actually, I like the music.
Wow, your taste in music.
Thanks, guys. Good right. program. Love you guys.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. All right, bye-bye, Franklin. Bye. Taste in music. Oh, my goodness. Chirping smoke detectors. Those are fun to find, aren't they?
Oh, that's just the best.
I'm considering getting a smart smoke detectors to replace the old school ones I have. Like, you know, because they can actually tell you which one has got a problem. But then I think back to my smart dehumidifier, which yesterday my smart dehumidifier asked if it could have access to all my photos and
what?
Information on my phone. I'm thinking to myself, because it wants to put my profile picture on the app. So that I can see I am the guy who is looking at what humidity level is in my basement. This is weird, man. My dehumidifier wants access to my pictures. I mean, I don't know what kind of relationship I'm having with my dehumidifier, but it shouldn't, you know, location access so it can tell me welcome home. I know I'm home. And now it wants a profile picture so I can see myself as I look, I don't know, whichever picture I throw up there.
What is this, the HAL dehumidifier?
I don't know what's going to ask
that
for
would
next.
That creep me out, man.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a great dehumidifier. I'll tell you, it works beautifully, but it's creeping me out. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. As we wait for your calls, I brought you that story saying how the Pixel 6 garners the top scores for smartphone security. And in other news, Apple sues NSO Group for attacking iPhones with Pegasus spyware.
Ooh.
So Apple wants to block NSO Group from using any of its technologies. And so basically this software was utilized to have government, you know, I want to say it was the Israeli governments or something to that effect, allowing them to actually remotely access the phone's microphone, camera, and other data on both iPhones and Androids too. But of course, Apple's kind of hurt this occurred. According to Apple's press release, it also is designed to be able to infect phones without requiring any action from the user and without leaving any trace. Now, how does that happen in such secure devices? I don't know.
Wow. I mean, really? Wow.
Yeah. I'll put the link up here for you guys to read. But when you think you're secure, it's using something called forced entry. It's a zero-click exploit. Yep. So yes, there's exploits in your Apple device. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. And it's called forced entry, and they're seeking a permanent injunction to ban the NSO group from using any Apple software. So what was happening was this Israeli company was selling this technology to governments. A lot of them were going after journalists and folks that were, you know, anti-government, whatever you want to call it, so that they could track these people and do whatever the government's going to do to them. I'll put a link up here for you guys to understand, you know, they're not too happy about this, Apple is. And again, they had an exploit that was leveraged against iPhone users and Android users too, of course.
Right.
So I'll put a link up there for you, and Apple saying no more Apple products for NSO. That's their approach. You can't have any access.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the company is already selling software that breaks into phones.
Correct.
So you're going to try to come up with some legal ruling that's going to prevent them from doing that.
Right. Good luck. Good luck, Apple.
Right.
Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Joe in Marlboro first. What's happening, Joe? Joe, you there?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, the question is for fiber optics.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll ever send fiber optics to residential homes?
Do you think they're ever going to do that?
You think they're ever going to do that?
Yeah, they're doing it right now. GoNetSpeed is a competitor to all the incumbent cable services and DSL services. They're doing it right now. That's why they're a big sponsor of this program.
Right, and Verizon, they still have it, but they are not building it out anymore. Mm. It was called Fios,
mm-hmm.
and that went out to residential
Right, and Google service. Fiber. Google Fiber was out for
Google
a decade
Fiber's
ago.
Out.
They stopped fighting all the incumbent folks out there and all the difficulties to get on their poles. But now we're finally seeing that the bureaucrats are hopefully letting these third parties get on the poles so that we can have faster internet. So yeah, Joe, it's coming. What kind of internet do you have?
I guess I have what is it? The regular cable or whatever it comes in on.
Okay. So yeah, you should check to see if GoNetSpeed's in your area to see if you get an alternative option. And if it's not there, say you want it, and you'll probably reduce your cost for cable by or internet by half by going with fiber. Yeah. So it's coming.
Okay. I wasn't aware of all that.
Well, that's why you come here. You come here. Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's why it came to the right place.
Yeah.
Fiber is coming down, and there's plenty of competitors out there. Well, there's at least one more competitor out there now that you can actually get online. It's actually doing something and spreading their network across Connecticut. And they're in, I think I saw Pennsylvania and New York as well. But it's a complete competitor to the incumbents, which is sweet, which is just so nice. It's about time, you know. Let's go on to Paul in Southington. Oh, wait. I'm coming up against a break here, Paul. So please hold on if you wouldn't mind. And then we're going to get to the news, and then Wes Bryan will come on from IT Pro TV. So if you want to hold on, you can, or you can call back after Wes Bryan comes on. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. And everything we've talked about so far has been posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, or Meta, or whatever it's called these days, and Zuckerberg deems the news worthy, and you're not in Australia, the news may get into your news feed. Only if all those criteria fit Meta's crazy, you know, algorithm. Get a like tab computer. We're also broadcasting live over at WTIC's Facebook page. You can see Dennis and I in our mugs here in the studio, and you can say hi, post a comment, whatever you'd like. Let us know what's going on. Any questions? We'll do our best to answer them as well. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.